Good morning, everyone. So the purpose of this presentation is to provide an update on regional economic conditions since our last press briefing, which was in October, and to fill in some of the numbers and details that correspond to some of the observations President Dudley made in his speech. I'm going to focus my remarks this morning on three areas of regional economic performance. First is economic activity. I also have some things to say about employment trends. And then finally, I'll talk a little bit about the unemployment rate. So with respect to economic activity, what I'll show you is that during the fourth quarter of 2010, economic activity declined slightly in New York State, New York City, and New Jersey, while activity appeared to pick up a bit in Puerto Rico. In terms of jobs, job growth in the region was a bit weaker in the fourth quarter than overall in the U.S. And in terms of the unemployment rate, while down from peak levels across the region, it remains stubbornly high. So let me begin first by showing you trends in regional economic activity. And in order to measure economic activity here at the New York Fed, we construct indexes of coincident economic indicators. And these are just summary measures that incorporate a variety of data sources on things like employment, earnings, hours worked. We blend it together into one index, which allows us to monitor trends in regional conditions and date peaks and cycles in the regional business cycle. So what I'm focusing here on first are the CEIs for New York State and New York City. And what I'm showing you is the way these indexes looked at the time of our last press briefing, where we had data that went through August. And you can see in both cases, during the downturn, these indexes were declining, which is signaling that activity was also declining in the region. But as of December 2009, in both cases, you could see these indexes were expanding, which is signaling that economic growth was occurring in the region, at least for New York and New York City. So what about since then? So since then, there's been a bit of a different picture occurring. In New York City, economic activity was starting to level off. And in New York State, you could see that there was a slight decline in activity. And in fact, if you were to compute quarterly changes in these indexes since the time of our last press briefing, you can see that both indexes are down modestly. What's the picture for New Jersey? New Jersey has a slightly different picture. You can see that at the time of our last press briefing, the long decline during the downturn had started to moderate, but still there was really no sign of any type of upturn. Okay, and since then, you can see that that trend has basically continued with the index down 0.3% over the last quarter, 2010. In Puerto Rico, where the decline in activity started much earlier, back in November of 2005, at the time of the last briefing, there was some volatility index in the index, but that downward trend more or less was continuing. Since then, there's been a bit of an upturn in the index, but it is important to point out that the Puerto Rico index does tend to be a bit more volatile. Now turning to jobs, what I'm showing you here is an index of overall total employment, first focusing on New York City and New York State relative to the U.S. And this is leading into the Great Recession, through the Great Recession, and then since. And what you can see is that in New York City and New York State, the job loss was much less severe than it was nationwide. Now, more recently, you can see there's been a bit of a change occurring. In the U.S., there's been some expansion of jobs, growing in the last quarter by 0.3%, while in New York, it's grown by 0.2%. In New York City, there's actually been a bit of a decline. How about New Jersey? The job loss in New Jersey actually mirrored what was occurring at the U.S. level much more closely all the way through midway 2010, at which point New Jersey started to weaken a bit. And if you were to focus just on the last quarter, you can see that jobs more or less held steady in New Jersey. In Puerto Rico, again, where the recession has lasted much longer than on the mainland, you can see that the more severe job loss continued in the last quarter, a 1% quarterly change, quarterly decline in jobs, which is pretty significant for one quarter. Again, though, it's important to remind you that the numbers from Puerto Rico tend to be a bit more volatile. If you were to sum across the entire region, what you'd see is that the number of jobs at the beginning of the fourth quarter to the end more or less held steady, while in the U.S. there was some expansion in jobs occurring. So what explains some of this divergence? Well, looking at sectoral changes in employment can help get at that answer. So first I want to focus on state and local government. So while this sector contracted nationally, what you can see here is that in our region, the contraction or job loss was more severe. And that was particularly true in New York City and Puerto Rico. There were some sectors, retail, trade, manufacturing, and wholesale trade, that actually saw some job growth nationally and more or less either held steady or declined in our region. And in particular, New York City was pretty hard hit in retail. In manufacturing, New York State was also hard hit, and New Jersey held steady. And if you remember back to our July press briefing, earlier in the year in 2010, as the recovery was taking hold in the region, manufacturing was actually an area of strength for our region. Now, there are some sectors where the region has performed relatively well. These are strong sectors for the region: professional and business services, education and health, and in financial activities. So in professional and business services, New York City tended to do pretty well in the last quarter of 2010. In education and health, both New York State and New York City performed well. Now, financial activities is typically, especially for New York City, a leading sector in recoveries. And what you can see here is that while there has been some job gain, the employment in New York City in particular has been relatively flat. So you've got a slightly different picture than has occurred in past cycles. Looking across the region now to different places in the region, there are some bright spots that have been occurring. In upstate New York, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, and Ithaca, job gains have actually been on par or outpaced the nation. The same is true in the lower Hudson Valley. In general, these places tend to be strong in education and health, and that education and health strength was part of the boost in the last cycle, in the last quarter. Buffalo also got a bit of a boost in retail with its proximity to Canada. There are places, though, in the region that experienced job loss throughout the last quarter. So in upstate New York, Albany and Binghamton were relatively hard hit. The city and Fairfield County and all the metropolitan areas in northern New Jersey experienced job loss in the last quarter. Much of the weakness here, again, like the more aggregate figures, was in the sectors of retail, leisure and hospitality, and state and local government. Okay, turning to the unemployment rate. What I'm plotting out here is the unemployment rate for the U.S., again, before, during, and after the Great Recession. And you can see that during the recession, the unemployment rate picked up significantly. But since the recession ended, there's been a modest decline in the unemployment rate, and recently, a bit more of a decline. But again, it's important to emphasize that much of this decline reflects a decline in labor force participation, that is, fewer people actually out looking for work, as opposed to the creation of new jobs. So how's that look for our region? Well, first focusing on New York City and New York State, you can see that the pattern is very similar to the U.S., a run up during the downturn. Since then, a modest decline in the unemployment rate. Again, just like in the U.S., lower labor force participation is contributing to the most recent declines in the unemployment rate in New York City and New York. You can see that at the end of 2010, which is the latest point in time that we've got regional unemployment data, New York City and New York had unemployment rates that were below the national rate. Just layering in New Jersey, you can see that the pattern here looks very similar, a run up with a modest decline. And again, New Jersey falls at the end of 2010 just below the unemployment rate for the nation as a whole. The one exception in the region to this pattern is Puerto Rico, which has historically higher unemployment rates. And while it is true that the unemployment rate has ticked down from highs recorded earlier in 2010, the unemployment rate now stands at 15.7%, which is significantly above the mainland's unemployment rate. So how does this look within the region? So it's generally the case, again, with the one exception being Puerto Rico, that across the region, you can see that the unemployment rate is below the U.S. rate, again, at the end of 2010. In upstate New York and around New York City, unemployment rates tend to be relatively low. Unemployment rates are closer to the U.S. rate in New York City and in the metros of northern New Jersey. Okay, and just to wrap up, it looks like the recent improvement in economic conditions that was experienced in much of the region appears to have paused. Economic activity has declined slightly throughout the region. Employment growth has generally been sluggish through the last quarter of 2010. With some bright spots in upstate New York and in the lower Hudson Valley. And unemployment rates have fallen modestly throughout the region, largely due to lower labor force participation, but remain at very high levels. Of course, going forward, we're going to continue to monitor the job picture in the region. And in fact, at the next press briefing, we'll have in a few months, we're going to focus on the employment outlook for the region. And we're going to have, at that point, the benefit of having the annual benchmark revisions to the regional employment data that will be occurring next month, and we'll be able to interpret, explain what those revisions suggest for the region. Thank you very much for your attention. Pass it over to Rich.